From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Nick Reisman is reporting for SpectrumLocalNews.com. Democrat Aaron Glad has announced he will not challenge incumbent Republican State Senator Daphne Jordan this year. Glad said, and I quote, "After a lot of conversation and reflection, my family and I have decided that I will not campaign in 2020 for the New York State Senate. We have been humbled and overwhelmed by encouragement over the last year across the 43rd District, across upstate, and from both sides of the aisle." End quote. Glad, a combat veteran, worked in Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration and ran a competitive race against Jordan in 2018. In his announcement, Glad said his daughter will be starting kindergarten, and knowing what it would take to win a state Senate seat, he has chosen instead to take some time to focus on his family. Glad may not be done with politics, however. According to Reisman's sources, Glad is being encouraged by Democratic officials to challenge Republican Steve McLaughlin for the Rensselaer County executive job. Read the full story at SpectrumLocalNews.com. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for Columbia Paper. The Kinderhook Village Board, January 8th, approved a resolution and passed a local law to join a Community Choice Aggregation, or CCA, program. The village joins a group of cities, towns, and villages consisting of about 90,000 households in the capital region that will bid together on electricity suppliers. The group works with Municipal Electric and Gas Alliance, or MEGA, to find a price for an energy supplier that will remain stable over a 2 or 3 year contract. The village board will be presented with bids by MEGA in the spring, and the board will either agree to participate or choose to opt out at that time, depending on the price and energy options available. At that time, the board will decide on the sources for the energy it plans to purchase. Village trustee Rich Phillips said following the vote, and I quote, "I'm very excited. I think it's great," end quote. He stressed the importance of having a green energy option available. MEGA is expected to continue providing outreach as the program moves forward, according to the resolution passed last week. Read the full story in the Columbia Paper. Dennis Slattery is reporting for the Daily News. Two state lawmakers have announced a proposal to create a public fund to give New Yorkers the ability to cover their abortion care expenses. Bronx Democrats Senator Alessandra Biaggi and Assemblymember Karen Reyes unveiled the measure on January 22nd, the 47th anniversary of the Supreme Court decision of Roe v. Wade. Under their proposal, individual New York taxpayers would be able to voluntarily contribute to the fund on their personal income tax returns. The funds would go to support organizations that provide assistance to those facing barriers accessing abortion care. Biaggi said, and I quote, "It is not enough to have a right to an abortion in name if you don't have the resources to access it. Far too many low-income New Yorkers, young people, and people of color face financial and logistical barriers to accessing abortion care and are unable to exercise their right to choose," end quote. During the previous legislative session, state lawmakers passed the Reproductive Health Act, codifying the abortion rights affirmed in the Roe decision into New York law. Last year, New York City made history when it allocated $250,000 of the city's 2020 budget to the New York Abortion Access Fund. That nonprofit provides support to patients with limited resources. And you can read the full story in the Daily News. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Orange County Executive Stephen Niehaus is touting the proposed 1 million square foot Amazon distribution center in Montgomery on the Newburgh Town Line as a positive development for New York Stewart International Airport. Amazon will need to ship its products, and Niehaus said air transport is the way to go. He said, and I quote, "What it comes with eventually is 12 to 14 planes for prime new airlines. They do their own transportation, and that's their plan to do more and more of that, so that's what the whole deal comes with," end quote. Newhouse said the loss of Norwegian Air flights because of the problems with the Boeing 737 MAX jets, the airport is actively recruiting other services. Newhouse told the Goshen Chamber of Commerce January 22nd, and I quote, "I feel very optimistic," end quote. The Port Authority has hired a new group to manage the day-to-day operations and airline recruiting efforts for the airport. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit the website WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.